Damn, it is hot in my shed. So I'm sat outside it on my little decking porch thing on a doormat shaped like a big moustache, which is weird because it's the only moustache I have, I guess, right now, because I'm currently clean shaven and have been for, I don't know, I guess since I started running continuously. When was that? 24th, was it? June? No, I don't know. Anyway, it's 70 days, maybe. And I don't know, sweaty face, beard, it kind of, when the weather was good, was doing my head in a bit, so I just shaved it off and kept it off for a bit. It's kind of easier than it used to be. Someone bought me electric shaver. I do really like wet shaving, but you know, occasionally you just have a quick buzz. It's one of those you can use in the water, and it still kind of freaks me out that you can use an electric shaver, something I'm not that familiar with, in a shower. Kind of weird, but this is the future, I guess. And I was just thinking, whilst I was struggling with the 26.5 degrees temperature in my shed, which is obviously due to the installation and the lovely sunny day we've had, that I've been neglecting my audio blogging. Is neglecting the right word? I'm guessing it's not necessarily something I have to do, and there's certainly no people saying, "Where's your audio blog?" or "I don't hear much audio from you recently," and no one's telling me I'm neglecting anything. So I always record these with the intention of just recording some thoughts, whether or not anybody's listening. I was listening to a lot of other people's audio musings, as I often do when I'm out desperately trying to catch up, or mildly, not necessarily desperately trying to catch up with the daily exercise, because my device is bullying me into completing the daily calorie burn. Slave to the devices that I occasionally am, but the payback is good, so I do listen. And whilst I was doing some steps, large steps up onto a fountain, I started an audio recording from Top Gold. It looked short, so I thought, right, I'll continue doing my steps until the end of this. And then halfway through, towards the end, sorry, I hear Top Gold saying that he's going to do recordings 5 minutes or less, which for him is a mere ditty, because he does tell you everything from the newspapers and so on and so forth. So I know he's probably listening to this. And yeah, he's very informative, and he does these very long sign-offs. So just as I was reaching the peak of like breaking a proper sweat, thinking, do I want to be sweating 10 o'clock at night, whatever time it is? I'm going to have a shower now before bed. I've already had my shower for the day after my run this morning. And as he's winding down, I'm thinking, finish now. Stop talking now. I've got to continue. And then, boom, a big sweat occurred. And then Bernie signs off. And I'm thankful for it, because my device vibrates and tells me, that's it, you're done for the day, you can chill out, you can have a big whiskey or whatever and treat yourself, whatever it is you do. I won't do now, actually, I'll probably just have a glass of water. And think about Sunday, the end of Sunday, and Monday, tomorrow being an actual Monday for me with some work. I've had so many days off recently, very enjoyable and pleasant days off with the family, where I kind of, even a day off has me doing stuff in the shed on the off chance there's emails for me to give quotes and this, that and the other. But it's been pretty quiet work wise for a couple of weeks. I've had work at home, which has been nice. I've had workshop or so, and that's great, and actually just about enough for me to survive on. But compared to last year, it's a different kettle of fish. Last year I was doing an awful lot of traveling, which I wasn't necessarily keen to do. I don't like, you know, flying faster and further than I have the time to plant the trees to compensate for that pretty bad environmental impact when you're doing thousands and thousands of miles. And from what I remember, I think I was really pushing myself to the edge and getting pretty kind of stressed with sleep deprivation and like overlapping jet lags and loving my job, but just not necessarily enjoying what it was doing to my body and my mind. So it's been a complete opposite this year, with me having the time to get up and actually go for a, you know, a few mile run and then settle into the morning in the office or whatever it is I'm doing at home. And it's been nice. It's close to doing, kind of squeezing all my work into the afternoon, but still feeling a little bit like a gentleman of leisure. And it's not something I want to get too used to, because obviously there are bills to pay. I just had a massive, massive thousands of pounds bill for the care home that looked after my grandmother, the kind of supplementary side of things, which were looked after by the council, because it was very expensive. Kind of, we paid part of it and they paid a little bit, and that little bit soon mounted up for the months that she was there. And even though she died November last year, just got the bill. What is that all about? Completely slipped my mind, conveniently, you know, in the Freudian kind of way that it does, that there may be something going on. Your head's just a big fuzz, isn't it, when somebody dies and you're having to deal with all the paperwork that there is and the wills and all the kind of crazy stuff that I had to do. And then suddenly, oh yeah, sir, we forgot to tell you, we've just added everything up, can you play this, please? I'm like, I just wanted to say, Christian who? Sorry. No, oh no, he's emigrated or whatever. But he can't do it, can you? So that big chunk of money's gone. And got some projects in the pipelines. Got some both work-based and non-work-based travel. Now that I've said I'm not that keen on travelling, but kind of an exciting, funnily enough, environmental story to cover overseas. And then I've been asked to maybe go to one of two places, Myanmar, or Burma as it was formerly called, and Borneo is what I've got my heart set on, if I'm honest, mainly because I came so close to going to Borneo, and so close, and just couldn't get on a particular flight and ended up going to Penang. And yeah, I always wonder what it would have been like heading into Sarawak and sleeping in a longhouse and walking through the jungles there, and I do think about that. Still, there's always adventure closer to home, and today I've got this Sevloir, whatever it's called, Adventure Plus kayak out, this inflatable kayak, something I can stick in the boot of the car, and it's had it for weeks, not had a chance to even think about using it, but the weather's been coming and going, and I got it out, pumped it up, because I finally got the right valves to pump it up, and it's a nice bit of kit. Me and the kid sat in it, paddles out, pretending just to see who was going to smack who round the head with their paddles, and yes, it happened pretty quickly, so one person is going to have to wait till they can take responsibility of a paddle on the water. Because I didn't buy helmets, but I did buy life jackets for everybody. But before I take the kids, who are not bad swimmers, out, I'm keen to just chuck a bag in myself, jump in a local river, paddle as far as I can, sleep out, bivvy for the night, cook my breakfast in the morning, and then either paddle back or phone for a lift. Yeah, God, just the thought of that really excites me. As does any opportunity to get out of a comfort zone. And it's dark almost now, and I'm mostly sat here to wait for the International Space Station to fly by. It's coming past quite a few times, but there's a little bit of cloud cover, so I don't know if I'll get a chance to look at it. I'll wait another 10 or so minutes, wherever you are. Hope you have you know, just such pleasant weather that we are experiencing in parts of the UK right now. And yeah, you're making the most of it. Getting to look at the sky. Have a good one.